This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The Bear is back.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. News that the federal government was crafting a $700 billion bailout plan for financial markets had stock markets all over the world singing on Friday, but the bloom came off that rose pretty fast. Big questions have come up about the plan, and the markets have turned south again. That's putting a lot of pressure on Capitol Hill to get it right. Later today, Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson and Federal Reserve Chief Ben Bernanke will go before lawmakers to answer questions about the bailout plan. Marketplace's Stephen Henn has more.
The administration's proposal puts the Treasury Secretary completely in charge of the biggest bailout in U.S. history. The administration bill exempts the secretary from lawsuits and places few limits on the kinds of mortgage-related assets the government can buy. Congress is pushing back. Christopher Dodd, chairman of the Senate Banking Committee, wants limits on executive compensation and more protections for taxpayers. Others would go further.
If we're going to authorize $700 billion to buy bad assets, there has to be something from industry.
Congressman Brad Miller serves on the House Financial Services Committee. He'd like to see bankruptcy judges empowered to rewrite mortgages to help homeowners avoid foreclosure. The banking industries fought that idea aggressively, but
they're drowning. They're drowning entirely as a result of their own conduct, and now they're making demands about what kind of rope we're going to throw them.
But even Miller agrees they will be rescued by the end of the week. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
The end of the week can't come fast enough for investors. Uncertainty and a temporary ban on short selling have kept trading volumes pretty light. But the people who aren't sitting tight are selling. Yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average shed 3.25%, its third biggest drop of the year. Today is not looking much better. China's Shanghai Composite Index shed 1.5% this morning. Germany's DAX is down 0.6%. London's FTSE is down 2%. A lot of that has to do with oil's wild ride. Crude prices saw their biggest one-day rise in history yesterday, up $16 to $130 a barrel. But all that sound and fury came to nothing. Oil's back where it was yesterday at $107 a barrel. I mentioned trading volumes were light because of the temporary ban on short selling. That ban is keeping hedge funds out of the markets. Hedge funds and other financial market operators could face a major crackdown on both sides of the Atlantic. Members of the European Parliament vote today on measures which could lead to much tougher financial regulation in Europe. From London, Stephen Beard has more.
The proposals were drafted more than a year ago, but after last week's market meltdown, they're attracting a lot more attention. The measures cover all market players and call for unprecedented levels of disclosure. Hedge funds and private equity groups would be forced to open their books. They'd have to reveal the source of their money, the level of their debt, and their executives' pay. Most controversially, rewards would have to reflect performance. The European Parliament's expected to warmly endorse the plan. The British government has always resisted such regulation, but at its annual conference this week, the ruling Labour Party has come under pressure from its own supporters to join in the crackdown.
This is a party of the people, not of fat cats, speculators, boardroom bonuses, corporate greed. Let that message go from this government.
And yet, the British government fears that such stringent rules could hit London's financial centre and drive business abroad. Britain's expected to opt out of the new measure if it does become law. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
A very good day for London-listed mining company Gem Diamonds. It's unearthed a 478-carat diamond in Lesotho, South Africa. It's the 20th largest diamond ever found and could become one of the largest round-cut diamonds in the world.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com. By the American Public Transportation Association, helping America go green. You can calculate your carbon savings at publictransportation.org. And by Constellation Energy, global provider of fuels, power, and energy services. Committed to sound, efficient, sustainable energy solutions. Constellation.com.
The elections are just around the corner. In our series, Interested Parties, we talked to different voters about their economic concerns. Nandini Pandya came to the U.S. in 1983 to work as a computer programmer. She's been a citizen for more than 10 years and lives in Milford, Connecticut.
I grew up in India. I lived there until my early 20s. I didn't have to go far to see people living with less, doing with less. So my politics is driven by making sure everybody has a chance at a living wage and a decent life. That, to me, is the priority. Vis-a-vis the economy, I would like the next administration to at least accept that Americans have a right to expect to be employed in their own country. Until and unless we have consensus on that, we don't have a hope of coming up with policies that can make that happen. I think government has a big role to play. To give you an example, if we did not have a minimum wage law, I have no doubt in my mind that employers would try to get people to work for less than the minimum wage. I'm not necessarily saying that people in other places are ignorant or anything, but clearly, we have a system where a lot of thought has gone into rectifying some of these things that we don't really think about. So yes, government does have a role to play.
Share your own economic concerns with us at our website. Go to marketplace.org and click on Interested Parties. And this final note, Madison Avenue's Walk of Fame has some new faces, the Geico Caveman and the Serta Sheep.
You went out and got yourselves a Serta mattress. But you didn't have the guts to tell the counting sheep that you didn't need us anymore.
It's quite an honor. The Ad Walk in Midtown Manhattan is already home to such legends as the Pillsbury Doughboy and Tony the Tiger. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Bannock-Smith. Thanks for joining us.
American Public Media.
Oscar Gomez was a Chicano student activist in the 90s, a radio DJ, and a rising star.
He was fire. He was charisma incarnate. Everyone had a crush on him.
He was a voice of people who didn't have a voice.
Until his sudden and mysterious death. What happened to Oscar? Imperfect Paradise, The Forgotten Revolutionary, wherever you get your podcasts.